Despite continuing violence, President Bush says he's confident about Iraq's future.
We see the outlines of a free and secure Iraq that we and the Iraqi people have been fighting for.
With nearly two-thirds of Americans disapproving of how he's handling that war, President Bush is on a public outreach campaign to reassure people about his strategy for success in Iraq. Between a Monday speech in Ohio and another scheduled for West Virginia on Wednesday, the president kept that campaign going, telling White House reporters that it's important for Americans to understand how much progress is being made.
Terrorists haven't given up. They're tough-minded. They like to kill. There's going to be more tough fighting ahead. No question that sectarian violence must be confronted by the Iraqi government and a better-trained police force. Yet we're making progress, and that's important for the American people to understand.
The president says he's encouraged by Iraqi politicians working toward a government of national unity and rejects suggestions that the nation is slipping into civil war. With 50 to 60 Iraqis dying every day, Iraqi interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi told the British Broadcasting Corporation that if this is not civil war, then God knows what civil war is. President Bush says there are certainly challenges ahead.
But I see progress. You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, he's just kind of optimistic for the sake of optimism. Well, look, I believe we're going to succeed. And I understand how tough it is. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you make it abundantly clear how tough it is. I hear it from our troops. I read the reports every night. But I believe the Iraqis, this is a moment where the Iraqis had a chance to fall apart, and they didn't.
The president says he bases that optimism on the fact that Iraq's army has not split into sectarian factions, and religious leaders have worked to calm tensions following last month's bombing of a sacred Shiite shrine in Samarra. Mr. Bush says part of the terrorist strategy is to create what he calls horrific images of reprisal killings, car bombings, and kidnappings that Americans see on television.
And it creates a sense of concern amongst our people. And that makes sense, and I know that. And one of the reasons why it's important for me to continue to speak out and explain why we have a strategy for victory, why we can succeed. And I'm going to say it again. If I didn't believe we could succeed, I wouldn't be there. I wouldn't put those kids there. I meet with too many families who've lost a loved one to not be able to look them in the eye and say we're doing the right thing, and we are doing the right thing.
President Bush says he's doing the right thing because democracy in Iraq will inspire a part of the world that he says is desperate for reform. Scott Stearns, VOA News, at the White House.